It's the Friday Prayer Wheel.
Hello, guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Remix Movement Podcast. My name is Stephanie, and guys, I know it's been a few weeks. It's been just really, really crazy. God is good, and here we are again. Now, hopefully I can get this episode already uploaded by Monday. But it's still Friday the 11th of November. It is Veterans Day. So thank you so much to all the veterans out there that served our country and had faith and bravery. We thank you guys so much for all that you guys do. And for those that may have lost their lives in the battle while fighting for our country, the United States of America. But no, guys, I'm happy to be here. It is Friday Prayer Wave. So that means that on this Friday, we're going to be praying. We're going to be letting God know what's on our heart, what's on our mind, and what's going on. Because we believe what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, that where two or three are gathered together as his followers, he is there among them. So me plus you, that's it. That's all we need. We need two people for God to be in the space, to move in a special way, to answer our prayers. All right. So let's go ahead. Let's get this going. All right. Thank you so much, God, for this Friday, for this Veterans Day, November 11. Thank you, God, for giving us another day to live, to say the name of Jesus and not have fear of the consequences that may come from saying the name of Jesus. God, this is episode 229, Friday Prayer Wave 44.0, and we couldn't be any happier about the progress of the remix, God. I know part of me feels like I've let some people down because I'm struggling through some things. But God, I'm going to try my best to just stay on top of it and keep giving you honor and glory and keep just sharing the word of God in the time that you give me and the time that I can, Lord. God, I thank you so much for all of our family and friends, Lord, the people that are connected to the listener right now, the people that chose to listen to this podcast episode, chose to plug into you, chose to dedicate this time to you, God. God, I thank you so much because the person that's listening, God, you have a purpose for their life, Lord. In whatever stage or season of their life that they may be in, God, I know that you are protecting them and you are guiding their steps, Lord. You are letting them know that they are loved. You are letting them know that they are worthy. You are letting them know that there's nothing they can't do when they have you with them. God, I thank you, Lord, for the peace that some of us are asking that you give us, Lord. Some of us, we feel like we know that you can give us peace, God, but we are just in the midst of chaos. And we are in the midst of things that we can't control. We are in the midst of things that we wish we could know definitively what the answer is. And we are just walking in blind on top of the water, not knowing what's going to happen, Lord. But we know that when you are here, God, you give us peace. God, I pray, Lord, that you just help us to extend grace upon us, Lord. Sometimes we talk about how we have to give grace to others. But God, sometimes we need grace. We need grace for ourselves. We need to say, God, I just need grace. I need you to continue to give me comfort. I need you to continue to let me know it's going to be okay. I want to continue in my family. I want to continue in my marriage. I want to continue in this journey of keeping the faith, of just getting stronger as a wife, as a daughter, as a man, as a husband, and just as friends, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you give us the ability to understand that we need to spend more time with you so that we can get an abundance of grace, an abundance of peace, an abundance of just comfort. We just need to breathe in and know that this is not the end. Know that God doesn't give us things that we cannot bear. He doesn't give us more than we can bear. He doesn't want us to struggle, but he knows that there are some things that we have to burn through. We have to be like gold, and gold is only just a stone. It's not beautiful until after it's been in the fire. It's not refined. It's not something aesthetically pleasing until after it has been in the fire and it has gone through turmoil. And then once it's gone through that turmoil and it is taken out of that, it is something that is beautiful. And the good thing is that we already know that we were beautifully and wonderfully created by you. But there are things in our lives that we have to go through. There are problems that we have to learn how to solve. There's communication that has to get done. And we know that, yes, it might be a bumpy road. Yes, it might be difficult to walk into that medical clinic, to walk into that doctor's office. It might be difficult to see our loved ones struggle, not be happy, not feeling fulfilled. But every step we take closer to God, every step we take in our advances and learning more about what we have going on, every step that we take and saying today's going to be different because today I'm letting God order my steps. Every time we do that, God, we know that it's going to get better. God, we know it's going to get better. We know that we find our strength when we're weak. And some of us are weak right now. God, we know that you're going to give us the strength to soar like eagles and fly. But even before we can do that, some of us may still be in the nest waiting. And this is the moment where literally you are pushing us off the ledge into some deep, deep, high altitudes. And it's not so that we can get scared. It's not so that we can give up. It's not so that we can throw in the towel. It's not so that we can just feel like this is the end. It's because you know that we're ready to put our wings up. It's because you know that we're ready to face what we didn't face before. God, I thank you so much because you're pursuing us each day with passion. You're pursuing us each day with passion. Each day, you find a way to let us know I'm still there. Open your eyes, I'm still there. Reach out your hand, my hand is already out there. Take that next step, I'm already there. You're not gonna fall, it's not gonna go into shambles. You're in my hands. God, I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you for this weekend, Lord. Let, you know, people and whatever it is that they do this weekend, that they know that you are watching every single thing, good or bad, Lord. Messy or clean, you are watching everything, Lord. And God, I thank you so much because the best is yet to come. But in this season, I just want to be with you. If I got to wait, I want to wait with you. If I got to go through the test, I want to go through the test with you. If I got to cry, I want to cry with you. If I want to scream, I want to scream with you. Not at you, I want to scream with you. I want to be vulnerable. I want to be stretched. God, I thank you so much, Lord, for again, there's people that you have placed around us to help us, and then there's some people that don't understand what we're going through. They don't get it. They see things from a different perspective. And maybe they're only there to see it because they don't believe in you, because they don't believe that God could take you through this. They're just there to be spectators, just to watch it. It's okay. People watched David as David was killing Goliath. They didn't contribute to that battle. It was David. People saw how elegant Esther was in helping out her people. They didn't have a part in that. They just watched it. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, take care of us. We love you. Amen. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Remix Movement for more updates. Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Feel free to send us a DM with your feedback, questions, and any topics that you would like to hear in any of our future episodes. Thank you and God bless.